There are hundreds of country towns across Australia that many have never visited or never heard of. But the 99 Towns Project is hoping to change this and help put some of these smaller communities back on the map. Anita, how does this 99 Towns Project work?
Well, basically, Lucy, what we do is we head out to towns that have been nominated through visitaustralianSmallTowns.com, which is a Shout a Mate initiative. And if they fit the criteria of going through a social, an economic and environmental decline, we will head out there and bring some joy over lunch in the local pub. We'll become a local for the day.
Why do we need more people to head out to these smaller towns?
Look, if 10% of the people that went overseas for a holiday actually headed inland or visited a small town, our economy would be fixed in a jiffy.
Well, that's right. When holidays do roll around, we often jump on a plane or ship and head overseas. Are you hoping that this project will encourage families to explore Australia more instead?
Yes, it certainly does. Over our 5 years of we've been doing this, it has actually proven that people are checking us out on social media and knowing who to ask for when they walk into a hotel. Their favourite foods are always available, the famous palmy, all sorts of food. But more so, the local economy is actually being boosted because a lot of the hotels are now sourcing out local produce as well. So it's going to have a ricochet effect right through the communities.
Now, you have kicked off the tour today. Where are you at the moment, Anita?
I'm actually standing under the beautiful veranda at the Dimboola Classic Victoria Hotel. And I can tell you that this hotel is actually famous for the famous dimmy sauce.
Tell me about the dimmy sauce. What's the history behind that?
The dimmy sauce actually is the recipe of the current publicans, forefathers, who actually started the Dimboola Hotel, which burnt down in recent years. So the recipe has been moved from one corner to another in this beautiful town.
You must be looking forward to hearing these amazing stories and different bits of history that each town has to offer, not to mention the locals.
Yes, look, the history, the living legends that we have and the living history that we have in our towns, particularly the elderly, they're all coming out for lunch and they're going to be telling us their stories and, you know, becoming a local for the day, and we'll be able to share what made our country so great.
Well, I hope it goes well today. It is a terrific initiative, Anita, and looking forward to checking in with you and the team as you visit more small towns across Australia.
Thank you, Lucy.